This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm David Greene. The countdown is on. Family and friends will be coming over the river and through the woods to your place for Thanksgiving. You've purchased the turkey. Now, what to do about the rest of the meal? Of course, we all want a lot of flavor, but not a whole lot of hassle. Perhaps this is the year to squash your Thanksgiving, like the pilgrims did.
Of all the things they served in that first Thanksgiving, there might not have been turkey. They might have had just small birds. They might have had venison. The one thing we know they did have was squash. So if you want to go back to the first Thanksgiving, this is the item you'd start with.
That is Chris Kimball. He's host of the PBS show America's Test Kitchen. And he joined our colleague Renee Montaigne in her kitchen in Santa Monica, California, for some recipes featuring members of the squash family.
That's right, David. Recipes that are tasty and simple and won't drive you out of your gourd. Especially not with Chris Kimball as our guide.
We're going to do a number of pumpkin recipes and squash recipes as well, and take it to the extreme.
On the menu today, mashed butternut squash, barley risotto with squash, and a pumpkin stack cake. We start with a mashup. Apples and squash become one in this Chris Kimball recipe. First, though, you have to get through the armadillo-like skin of a butternut squash. Chris, I'm looking at your implements here. There's a very big knife and a pounding implement.
That's for keeping basically the kids in line while you're cooking dinner. You always should have it. Well, it's a mallet and a wooden mallet. And hold the knife, put it where you want to cut, and just use a wooden mallet on the back of the knife.
You're hammering the knife through the squash.
Yeah, and that's really safe.
Continue to whack away until you've worked through your aggression or until the squash is cut up into cubes, whichever comes first. Then roast your squash for 45 minutes, and while that's going on,
cook 4 tablespoons of butter in a Dutch oven on top of the stove, one onion. Then we have 2 Granny Smith apples that are grated, peeled and grated.
An apple in the mashed squash, which I would never have thought of.
Apples and pumpkin, going back to 1621, were paired in all the time. So this is a standard English approach as well.
And once the squash is done roasting, it's time to get a little more exercise.
You want to help with this?
Yeah. Good. I get to mash.
So we're doing the mashing right in the same pot, the Dutch oven, where we cook the apples and the onions, which, of course, on Thanksgiving is a great idea.
Chris, I want to do this, but I have to say, I'm not making much progress. It's just patience?
No, there's no right way. There's no Escoffier rule about mashing.
That's looking better now that I've...
Yeah, just a little more.
Woven in. So it's okay to be really seeing what it is.
Yeah.
Little bits of onion, roughly mashed squash.
I think you got it.
Oh, all right. Great.
I think she's got it. Eliza, nice job.
Lovely.
Loverly.
Mmm.
And it tastes like?
Tastes like?
Squash.
With the hint of, I get it. I get the apple.
It doesn't taste like pumpkin pie filling, which is often what these things taste like.
Yeah, no.
It tastes more vegetable than fruit.
How about we move on now to something a little more adventurous?
Now we're taking a step away into the unknown.
Risotto. I'm looking at risotto. What are you going to be doing?
Well, risotto for most people, they think it's one thing. They think it's arborio rice that's cooked in a chicken stock for 40 minutes.
And they think nobody thinks risotto. Perfect. Thanksgiving. All right.
No, they don't. And but the other thing is they don't. You can do it with lots of different things, lots of different grains.
We'll be making a barley risotto, nice and creamy with roasted butternut squash.
Barley doesn't get creamy because it doesn't have enough starch in it, but butternut squash does, and we've roasted it. So we're using half of the squash, and we have a bunch of stock here that we've warmed up, and we're going to put about 3 cups or so in it.
And the stock that you're putting in, that's chicken stock.
Yeah, it's half stock, low sodium. By the way, it's important to use low sodium because when you reduce things down, they get salty. And this will take about 40 minutes or so, typical risotto. And then we'll finish up with some cheese and some butter and some sage.
If you were to make one change, which instead of using chicken broth, vegetable broth, This, for the vegetarians in the family, could be the main dish with all the other sides that are vegetable.
Yeah, well, this is, you know, a couple of our kids are in and out vegetarians. It depends on the day. In our family, it's definitely a two-hurdle day. Thanksgiving morning, I start with our own bacon, and then about 6 hours later, there's the turkey. So if you make it past the bacon, you still have to make it past the turkey.
Did you notice the sound of my cat eating in the background?
Yes, well, it's Thanksgiving for your cat.
Time now to squash our Thanksgiving dessert. And we're not talking pumpkin pie.
This is something entirely new. It's a stack cake. This comes from a long tradition of stack cakes, which are multi-layer cakes, very thin layers. This is a four-layer pumpkin cake. And we're going to fill it very simply with whipped cream that's sweetened with maple syrup.
All right. Well, we're starting, I see, with a very flat little round layer.
And they're very thin. They're about half an inch thick. It's not like a big American cake. And there's a little tip is if you're doing a layer cake, start with your worst layer on the bottom.
And select the one that didn't come out?
The one that's
the,
a little sad.
And
yeah,
so well.
There's one over there that's got a really nice even top. We'll use that for the top. So we're going to start with whipped cream. And whip some cream with some maple syrup instead of sugar. And the sugar in it, the maple syrup, is going to help give it a nice texture, too. Now, if you wanted to test this, what you do is take the whisks, bring them up and upside down, and if it were ready, there would be very soft peaks on the beaters, but it's not ready yet, so we'll...
Do you think my staring at it is keeping it from really getting to the end?
I didn't want to say anything. You seem slightly impatient with this step in the process. Yes, you know what? Yeah, a watched whipped cream pot never whips.
Eventually it does. And Chris spreads the nicely whipped cream and maple syrup mixture between the four layers of our pumpkin stack cake, topping it off with some toasted pecans. Simple as that was, and it was simple, this would be a real wow moment when you walked in to a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, it's a really nice way to do pumpkin, but do it differently.
So, this will be a nice Thanksgiving feast when everybody gets together tomorrow.
Wait, I'm not done. Should
we're
we have a piece of cake? We're
going to cut the cake now?
Yeah.
See, this is the thing. I almost think, no, we've got to hold on to this one. We can't even taste it.
Renee, it's your house. It's your rules.
All right, let's have a bite.
Okay, good.
How am I not able to get a taste of that right now? That is Renee Montaigne cooking with Chris Kimball, host of America's Test Kitchen. And you can find today's recipes plus a few more at npr.org. Good luck squashing your Thanksgiving. We do hope you have a gorgeous holiday.